I was reading about the Irish last night.
What about them?
Late last night, about 3 a.m., I was in this room just reading about the Irish on the railroad.
What were they doing?
Well, I watched, and this is a rough one, but I watched the show Blackish. I sent you the link to that. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it, no.
Oh,
what is it?
Just like fucking excruciating.
What is it, like, we built this?
Yes.
I saw the title
of
it.
Oh, my God, dude. So, the cast of Blackish.
Uh-huh.
Which is, what's his name, Anthony Anderson?
Yeah. The guy who was in Me, Myself, and
the
Irene.
The guy who
was
in, like, White Castle that was like, we gonna burn this motherfucker down.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, I come in the sauce. Like, that guy.
Yeah.
And Morpheus. He's
okay.
in it.
Lawrence Fishburne's in it?
Yeah.
Father of Montana?
Yes.
Ooh, boy.
And this pretty light-skinned chick that kind of looks like, she's pretty white-looking.
But okay.
Anyway, so it's three famous millionaire actors and the entire cast, they opened this season with a play, like yeah. Hamilton style, about slavery.
Okay.
And the black experience in America is how they opened this show on ABC.
Is it like a comedy kind of, like a sitcom?
It's supposed to be a sitcom, but it's serious. Like
okay.
they have episodes where it's like, they have episodes where they need to sit down and talk to their kids about the police and how
the police
are killing all of their people.
Yeah.
And, like, it just fucking, like, I don't know.
How was the thing? What was the thing like?
Well, it was, again, it was like Hamilton. So, it was, like, rap, historical rap.
Nice.
And this one opened with, like, Anthony Anderson, like, sweeping in a slave quarters. And he's like, I'm tired now.
Like, really?
It was crazy.
Oh,
and,
man.
And, like, they're like, well, and the little kids were like, what did we build? And he was like, the railroads and Wall Street, White House and Chapel Hill. It's just like, damn, dude. You guys are claiming all that? That's a fucking tough claim.
Slaves built the railroads?
They helped, for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm a fucking racist, so I was like, okay, I'm going to fact check this a little bit to
did
be
you,
like,
what came
did,
up?
Did slaves really
so
build?
That's what you're doing reading at 3 a.m. reading about the Irish?
Well, I was like, I think it'd be funny to make a parody of that with the Irish and do the
yeah.
exact same thing in like a fucking shitty quarters. Like,
yeah,
what else did we build? It's like, well, pretty much everything on the East Coast, actually. Like,
then, I don't know. Anthony Anderson comes out and is like, no, you didn't.
And then he ends, the funniest is he ends the one scene with like, he rips his vest off. And underneath it, he's wearing a shirt that's like, I am my ancestors' wildest dreams. And he does that thing where, like, everybody's frozen because it's the end of a scene in a musical.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, stands there with his shirt, and he's, like, breathing hard, staring into the light, like, and it just says, I am my ancestors' wildest dreams. It was just fucking, like...
Do you think black crazy. People deal with, like, extreme low self-esteem because of slavery?
Maybe.
You know, they're like, in the history, it's like, yeah, and you guys got captured and kind of were bitched for like 200 years.
But again.
And then like 200 years later, you're just like, what the fuck,
again,
dude?
And this is the worst part, because every racist is always like, yeah, well, what about the Irish?
Yeah.
Or whatever you are. Like, let's
yeah,
say
yeah.
you're Italian. And they're like, people were mean to us, too.
Yeah,
and it's
not
like,
really.
Not
though.
As mean.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
It's correct.
Yeah, who is it? As I know,
it is correct to say that people in Ireland,
mm-hmm.
the British committed a genocide, basically,
yeah.
against the Irish, basically throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came to America, suffered from poverty and disease, and had to immediately join the fucking Civil War. Like, all this shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, just because your history wasn't as bad as theirs, you're not allowed to fucking be like, well, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's like, you guys built the railroad? I thought that was, you know, we were there.
Yeah.
But we're not allowed to be like, we helped.
It's a weird thing. It is weird. It is weird, too, to be like, the big slaves built this entire country. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
That'd be like if 100 years from now, I mean, this might be a bad parallel. That'd be like 100 years from now to be like union laborers to be like, we built this country. It's like, nah, you guys didn't really, per se.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I mean, it sucks as you're getting paid. That's a big difference. If you're enslaved into building a bunch of stuff.
If you're getting $3 an hour and you live in a, and you owe the factory four every
yeah.
day, you're a fucking slave.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a weird thing to where it's like, All right. Yeah, man. I mean, it's weird to think that, like, now everyone has to kind of sit here and be like, kind of tap their fingers on their thighs, like, yeah, yeah, you know, there were, like, slaves.
Yeah.
And be like, I don't know what to do about it, but.
Yeah, it's like, you know how we were there and you guys were there? It's like, yeah. You didn't fucking build shit.
Yeah.
Anthony Anderson, you're a fucking actor.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
There's like 5 millionaires on stage being like, I'm a slave. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. There's something fucking. I definitely understand why people like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is obviously important to talk about history.
Yeah.
But there's something fucking bad about it.
Oh, well, you're saying it's
and
something.
And ABC is profiting off of it.
Oh, my God. They're crushing it, dude.
And, like, they're like, you know how we should start this season of our sitcom? How about a slave musical?
Did it have anything to do with.
It has nothing to do with the show at all.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's
although I guess the show is about the black experience.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's just that's hot right now, dude.
Yeah,
to be
no,
like
that's
racial racial injustice, and if you can really crank up like the fucking racial guilt, dude.
Oh my god,
your show is crushing it.
But like, yeah, and I was being a psycho last night, yeah. Like looking up. So a lot of the times, there's not a lot of records of it because they were like. No one was keeping track of fucking slave labor.
Yeah.
So, like, for the Capitol, for example, in the United States, they didn't really build it, but they did clear out, like, the trees and rocks that were on the ground where it was built.
Okay.
And people were like, slaves built the Capitol.
So, yeah, they landed a hand.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they landed a hand.
Like, I don't know. It's just shit like that.
That is kind of weird.
And, like, the White House, I looked at that, it's like... Every historical article about it's like slaves almost definitely helped.
Yeah.
There's not really that much of a record about it, but they probably helped.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting to think that they'd be up there like pointing bricks and shit. You know, it's like they came off the plantation and like we're just brick masons or stone masons.
Like George Washington
was
like, you know what? Let these guys handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them erupt.
The people that we don't think are human? Let them build our fucking president's house.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, and then in the same song, they're like, we raise the children. And it's like, did you?
Oh, like nannying and stuff?
It's like, did you raise my fucking family's children?
Is this more so about the, like, aristocratic South or, like, the whole country?
They made it sound like it was the whole country. I mean, they were talking about the White House and things like that. So it was, you know, they were talking, oh, yeah, and this was another one that was good. It's like, Wall Street, we built that. So Wall Street.
Like the building.
And then it's like, oh, so wait, they're saying they built like all the banks and all that, like Wall Street, like they built the stock, like all this. And it's like, turns out they built the literal wall. They helped build the wall that Wall Street's named after.
Okay.
So not anything to do with the buildings and shit. The original wall in like the Dutch settlement in like the 17th century. Because that's what it's named for. They built a wall to like keep out Indians.
So they helped build like the Trump. They built the original Trump wall.
The Trump wall in Manhattan. They piled a bunch of rocks to keep out the savages.
It is funny whenever you kind of like look below the veneer that like Hollywood puts up. It's never nice. It's always
anytime.
Like, oh, that's kind of mean.
It's like what happened in fucking when I looked up Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, there's something about this that seems weird about NASA.
And, well, yeah, now you're equipped with this knowledge that you're
and
like...
And then now I'm a fucking psycho where I gotta go out and be like, hey, you know in Hidden Figures when the major plot line is that there's a coloreds-only bathroom and whites-only bathroom at NASA?
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner breaks it down with a sledgehammer and is like...
16.
We're all scientists here. It's like, yeah, that didn't happen. They never left the building to go to the bathroom.
Man, that's wild.
It's just weird.
Yeah, I mean, it just dramatic, you know, makes like, it's interesting to take history, it's like one thing to take a story and, you know, dramatize it, but to take history and be like, we're going to tinker a little bit, it's like, that is kind of weird.
Yeah,
to be
it
like,
is, and then you got to sit there and be like, wow, slaves raised our kids and built the entire country.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, we should be better. It's like,
yeah, but that probably comes from like, I mean, I guess it's not shitty to say, like, if you have a job, any job... The employees are always being like, I do all the work here. It's like, there's probably a lot more to, you know. And it's unjustifiable. You're going to be like, you know what, actually, besides having slaves, it was probably difficult to have a plantation. But people are not trying to hear that.
Yeah.
And you gotta balance the fucking books. You gotta, it's just like, no, nobody wants to be like, well, yeah, it is stressful, you know, having slaves.
Yeah, but what if half the workers that you were with were also, like, right next to you, and you're like, we built this. And they're like, yeah, we helped. And they're like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Doing the exact same fucking job as you.
Yeah, but that, and that's the thing. It's like, they're like, yeah, we didn't get paid.
It's like, what about the Chinese and the Irish on the railroad there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's like,
it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, they got paid.
I mean, they can't include that in the song. They're like, we built it. Also, the Chinese and the Irish helped us.
But they got paid. Yeah. Yeah, it takes away from the dramatic of the thing.
Yeah, there was a line in it also that was like, one of the, when they were listing shit they built, the one kid was like, the pyramids. And this grandma was like, no, that was our Hebrew brothers.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was written by a Jew, dude. Like a Jew was like, we are slaves as well.
You try to link the tribes, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it was.
That's funny.
So that was frustrating to watch.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, this is just the, you know, this is just a TV period of, you know, we used to be about, we used to be Sean Hunter, dude, fucking chilling, had like cool ass hair, being like, yeah, make out with chicks, and now TV's all about fucking slaves and shit.
Slaves and shit.
Imagine when you were black, dude, and all you saw was Sean Hunters, and you're like, man, fuck these fucking crackers, and all of a sudden this dude's like, we built Wall Street. You're like, fuck, oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I didn't know we built the economy in the United States.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I did some Google research. We piled rocks for the Dutch in 1650. Damn it.
That's Wall Street.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny they're celebrating a wall to keep out fucking the original inhabitants.
It's like the Trump Wall, we built it.
Oh, my God. So that's what Wall Street really was?
That's why it's called Wall Street.
To keep out savages.
It was originally a wall, yeah. Or to keep out, I'm sure, other settlers and shit, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Funny.
That's what Wall Street is.
Damn, dude. Why do you gotta fucking deflate their sick musical?
I mean, there's a lot of it. History is, like, I don't know. I wrote a... This is... Actually, it's not going to be interesting. I don't know.
What?
But, so, like, I'm always... That's how I feel about history. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what it is, I'm like, was it as exaggerated...
Yeah.
So like I wrote a paper on in the Civil War about how the Irish Brigade wasn't this, cuz everybody always is like the Irish Brigade was so fucking like they're warrior poets and they're these fighters and shit. It's like, no, they were humans.
Yeah.
That were poor as fuck, they were uneducated and they were afraid every day. It was a long paper about how they sucked.
Yeah.
My teacher was like, "What the fuck is your problem?" Just relax, dude.
Yeah, that is funny how you don't like legend.
Well, because there is none.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
No, it's true. It's not as, I get what you're saying.
Everybody sucked.
Yeah. It's not as valiant as...
Everybody sucked. If you look at anybody's fight, like Gandhi was a fucking perv, apparently.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Well, I mean, a lot of spiritually charged guys are very sexual.
True.
So, it's like, he freed India from Britain?
Yeah, he used like a fucking hunger strike to get it. And, I mean, that was amazing. He deserves it.
And what did he do?
He got a pass.
What happened?
I think it was something like he was sleeping with kids.
Hey, like, he was fucking hungry, dude. He was delirious.
But like, the way he put it, this is, I think.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Don't fucking freak out, listener, about like, that didn't happen. I think it was like he was sleeping with a bunch of girls, like young girls, and like he was testing himself to not fuck them or something like that. Something like that.
How long ago was this though?
Jesus, Gandhi?
Yeah.
I think like early 20th, late 19th century.
Okay. So this is a dude in India who's trying to figure out a way to test his will. It's like, young girls, they're hottest things around you. Of course, that's like the end all be all to be like, well, if I don't fuck these young girls, I don't know.
True.
It's like, what the fuck? What was he going to do?
No, I know, but I'm saying, there's parameters.
R. Kelly's doing that right now. That's why he has them all in his house. If I don't fuck these girls, dude,
R. Kelly's
I'm good.
The man, though. I mean, Ignition.
Yeah.
That's better than freeing India.
True.
Like, anytime we look at history, we always put a modern context on it. And you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially in a whole other fucking third world.
Columbus was a huge piece of shit. It's like, yeah, by today's standards.
Yeah.
By Portuguese and Spanish standards and 1492, he was a pretty fucking amazing
person.
Pretty
remarkable, yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is funny. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I like kayaked in the ocean and went like 50 feet from the shoreline. I was like, I gotta get the fuck back in. This is terrifying.
Yeah, that was, man, speaking of explaining things properly.
Yeah.
And improperly, I last podcast showed my ass a little bit on
what
that.
Happened.
Just me trying to fucking be like, you know what, slavery.
What did you say? What did you say exactly?
It was something like, because I went into the argument of how it's funny that you can't be like, well, the Irish had it bad,
mm-hmm.
without people being like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
and it's like, that's why.
True.
It's. I mean, I get. See, this is. Exactly I know, what I'm gonna get. It's so hard to explain this. It's like, because I have heard fucking retards say that about like if somebody's complaining about an injustice that happened to black people, and then they're like, yeah, well, the Irish had it bad. You don't hear us complaining. It's like, yes, that's wrong. That's a stupid thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
But to say the Irish people had it bad historically is totally correct.
Yeah.
That's not wrong.
But you can't compare them. It's one of those things that's like just impolite more than anything. You got to forget about the facts and data. It's got to go, that's kind of impolite. It's like, you know, that's all. Yeah. It's like eating before the people all sit down.
I don't know if you can say anything if you're talking about historical data is impolite.
Yeah, but people's reaction, that's the thing. It has nothing to do with historical data. You could be like, dude, this many people died, then they would just be like, enough. Knock it off.
Yeah.
It's just politeness.
Yeah, but it's people that don't know the data.
You farted.
That are like,
you basically farted. Oh, yeah, of course.
It's a bunch of people. Like, we were just watching CNN, and that lady was trying to dissect General Kelly's statements on Robert E. Lee.
That was like, fucking funny.
I think he should do his research on the Civil War. Maybe watch the movie Glory.
Dude, literally, that was verbatim, which is funny.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a sick move, dude. That's almost like...
What, being a black lady and be like, excuse me, General Kelly, why don't you study your history and watch the movie Glory?
I know.
It's like, that's not, and everyone's like, very good point. Thank you.
Well, it was funny to watch the other ladies, because it was two white ladies, two blonde white ladies and a black lady. And as soon as it's a CNN, and as soon as like the issue came to race, they were, the white ladies just literally just almost moved out of camera. Like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She's like, well, actually, blah, 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 blah. And she gave, you know, a little thing. But yeah, that was... It's a pretty bad point, bringing in, like, referencing a Hollywood movie. Possibly Weinstein production, too.
Hopefully.
Probably.
I think Harvey probably fucking diddled...
He probably produced...
Denzel and fucking Ferris Bueller to get that one going.
Ferris Bueller, dude?
Ferris Bueller probably caught one.
He probably did, yeah. Ferris Bueller, definitely.
You think he did?
Yeah.
You don't think Denzel did?
Nah, dude.
No?
That's why he had to play a villain before he got an Oscar. He never did any of that fucking stuff.
Because of racism.
Exactly.
He had to be a bad guy to get an Oscar.
Couldn't get diddled.
No,
you're not fucking apologizing, dude.
What?
You're not apologizing for your behavior.
I'm not
doubling down.
Yeah, fuck it. I just know. It's when you get into something like that and you don't explain it well, you just come off like a fucking idiot.
Dude, but my whole thing is, even if you explain it flawlessly, the facts are just not logical.
Yeah, but at least then I have something to stand on instead of me just down here like, fucking Irish people had it bad. What the fuck?
So you need to research your final word better?
I think I did research it the last time because I just watched that fucking Black-ish musical. I should never watch that.
That had you fired up.
Oh, fucking Anthony Anderson, the guy, the main character on that. He got caught. He got caught a little rape, rape action.
A little?
Back in the day.
What happened? Was it like CeeLo level where he got caught like slipping people mollies?
No, this is the report I read.
Okay.
I cannot speak on its factuality.
Probably a right-wing extremist trying to bring him down after his performance.
I think it was in the trailer, in his movie trailer for the movie Hustle and Flow, a young lady
mm-hmm.
was invited into his and another man's trailer where they immediately derobed her against her will and started taking pictures of her, like while they're groping her. And she was screaming so loudly that somebody heard it and got her out of there.
That was her... That's what she said happened.
That's what I read. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the guy who's singing slave musicals on ABC right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the worst part about this. I mean, not the worst part, but a bad thing too is people looking to actors for like their sense of moral clarity. And it's like, dude, these people are empty fucking like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what bothered me the most about it. It's four or five fucking millionaires on stage. Like,
but even
we are slaves
But actors, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Actors, in my experience, my limited experience hanging out with actors, they're fucking kind of brutal.
Yeah.
Like I have a couple of like actor friends who like write stuff on Facebook, and it's just like, what we need to do. And it's just like, dude, Go memorize some fucking shit and regurgitate it. You're not really in this business for your original fucking thought, bro.
The scene where at the end of that musical, Anthony Anderson rips his shirt off and the shirt underneath it just says, "I am my ancestors' wildest dreams."
Yeah.
And I was sitting there just like,
what the fuck?
Jesus Christ, man. They are fucking shoveling this down our throats right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's hot, dude.
I know. That's what's sickening about it.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's true.
For these fucking actors to be like, the railroads, we built it. Everybody made billions. We didn't make nothing. Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's like, you did make millions. Shut the fuck up.
Anthony.
Yeah.
What's his face?
Yeah, obviously the slaves didn't.
Yeah, but he's like,
people need to know their history. It's like, well, then don't give them fake history from actors doing a musical.
True. I just wonder what's going to happen now with like at any point, if you have a public career, now the information set up to where
you got
to
Trump,
someone
dude.
Can crush you hard.
You got to be D Trump.
D Trump says
no.
You just
got to roll through it.
What's Anthony Anderson saying?
Nobody ever brought that up.
No one brought that up again?
Nobody cares. Yeah. It was 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. So he got grandfathered in like a little bit of a groping. You could grope in the 90s. Literally, if that was 10 years ago.
No, it was Hustle and Flow. 10 years ago.
Oh, that was
the
early 2000s.
Yeah.
You could still grow up in the early 2000s.
Yeah. This is right after 9/11. We had bigger fish to fry.
True. We had to fucking hunt those terrorists.
Old fucking Anthony Anderson could get away with a little.
He probably saw the towers fall and he's like, I got to grab some titties.
I'm going to grab this chick right here.
I got to grab some titties while I can. That's fucking wild, dude. At any point, dude, someone could come out and be like, yep, snag me.
Well, don't go out there and be fucking Anthony Anderson in that fucking I'm my ancestor's wildest dream.
You think that someone saw that and was like, yeah, let's do a little
bit. If I had that information, I'd be like, now's the time to release it, dude. This guy's
fire.
A little high and mighty right now. Why don't you fucking remember what you did to that girl?
The worst part about the whole, well, not the worst part, obviously, but one of the bad parts is the stuff of he had me in his room. I wouldn't suck his dick, so he kicked me out. And it's like, eh.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. Maybe he wanted his dick sucked.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you said no, and he said, all right, well, this fucking interaction is done.
Sounds like you're mad at him for being a rude.
That's what I'm saying.
A rude fucking host.
You get rude people getting caught in the crosshairs of this, where it's like, well, he abused his power, and it's like,
no, that was a rude host. It was a poor host.
Yeah, it was a guy being like, suck my dick. And you're like, no. And he was like, all right,
leave
I'm a famous celebrity. I'm going to go get my dick sucked right now then.
Yeah. You leave the house, and I'm going to call someone who will.
Yeah, exactly.
I am Matt Damon.
Rude, but.
Very rude Matt Damon.
Not spacey, though.